The show is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi Green Juice promises to deliver all the healthy superfoods you need in just one drink. It's a green powder that promises to deliver endless energy, mental clarity, and fewer sugar cravings. As a loyal listener of this show, you'll receive 15% off your order. My personal favorite is their Sunrise to Sunset Bundle, as it includes three of the best sellers. Use my promo code WRESTLING15 to get 15% off your order today. That's Organifi. Shop.com. Organifi spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. So go to OrganifiShop.com and order yours today.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. As always, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. With me tonight is not the Wizard right now, but he's going to be joining us a little bit later. It's none other than my main man, Champ Creed. What's going on, Champ?
G-Lo, what's up, homie?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Lots going on in the world of professional wrestling, man. Let's get started with the biggest topic and the biggest story that's going on right now in the world of professional wrestling. Roman Reigns mentioned on Monday Night Raw that his leukemia that he beat 11 years ago has come back and is preventing him from having a title run in the WWE. He relinquished the Universal Championship. He's going to spend time with his family, recuperate, recover. He told the WWE Universe, look, I'm not retiring. I'm not retiring. I will be back. I'm going to beat this thing like I did 11 years ago. I'm going to keep it moving. You know, when you saw this promo cut by Roman Reigns, you know, what was your thoughts? What were you going through?
I mean, it was very, very sad because this is, you know, it has to deal with, you know, life and death. The fact that he dealt with it at a younger age and, you know, went into remission and that it comes back, usually, you know, things like that come back a bit more aggressive. So he's going to have to double down, you know, the efforts, his medical team, you know, and just to muster up, you know, the fight, which I know he has, to beat it again. You know, it can be done. If there's anyone that can do it, you know, it's him. But it brings a lot into perspective about, you know, what's important, what isn't. And, you know, we just wish the best for him and hope that he can get back, you know, just to a sense of normalcy and be there for his family as soon as possible.
You know, that's the thing, too. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, for his family, you know, beating this thing. And you had a lot of people, you know, and it looked like as you watch it on TV, like the WWE didn't tell anyone. Maybe the big wigs knew, the officials knew. You know, I don't think the announcers knew based off the reaction. And you saw the reaction of the fans. You know, and this is not like a situation where, the person is no longer with us. Is dead. He's actually right there physically battling somebody you just saw on TV a week ago or last week, and somebody that, you know, whether you hate him, whether you cheer for him or booed for him, you know, when we talk about cancer, it has affected almost everyone in this country, you know, one way, shape, or other. We knew somebody who had cancer. And I think that's where one of the things that sunk in for a lot of people, like, yo, this dude is not going to be able to wrestle anymore. You know, this dude is fighting for his life. It's much more, as you mentioned, much more bigger than a wrestling match. You know, this is a wrestling match for life. I'm going to have to go ahead and, you know, whatever his medical team tells him to do, this is what I'm going to have to do, be able to stay. Then, like I said, you throw in his wife and you throw in his kids and you throw in the rest of the family. This is a heartbreaking news. You know, I don't want to put on the line of Daniel Bryan because that happened in the ring. That's something you can control. This is something that you can't control. You know, this is something you can't control in that sense, but you just go ahead and fight it and do what you have to do. You know, I think one of the things that when you look at is from a storyline, not from a storyline, but from a real life perspective, as a fan, this move right here for him, leaving the WWE for a while to get recovering and get back in shape, get back healthy, this is a big impact for WWE. It takes a big toll on them.
Yeah.
To lose Roman Reigns financially.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was a head. I mean, he was a headliner. He was people paid to come see him. They have to be able to create other stars and make other people more relevant in the case to kind of fill that spot. Whether it's Seth Rollins, whether it's Dean Ambrose, whether it's Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre. You know, Roman was a potential star, or was a star, was the man. The man, as they say, he was the man of Monday Night Raw. But our prayers and thoughts go out to Joe Hanoi, the Hanoi family, and everyone there out there. You know, and just continue to pray for him, whatever you believe in, pray for him and pray that he has a nice recovery. It's much more than wrestling. I'd rather see him healthy and doing well than back in a wrestling ring.
Yeah, that's what we hope for.
Yeah, and that's what we hope. That's more. But you also saw on Monday Night, you know, as they say, the show must go on. We also saw on Monday Night Raw, this past Monday Night Raw, we saw a big turn. Dean Ambrose actually attacked Seth Rollins after they won the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship, which, you know, you started off Monday Night Raw with a somber moment with Roman Reigns, and then you move on to a joyous moment to see them beat Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler for the Raw Championship, and then Dean Ambrose turns on Seth Rollins. What a way to close the show. You know, what a way to close the show. You take you from a sad moment in the beginning to a moment that everybody's talking about on Tuesday morning was Dean Ambrose turning on Seth Rollins, which we know, you know, from the past, it was Seth Rollins who turned on Dean Ambrose in Roman Reigns a couple of years ago. Are your thoughts on Dean Ambrose being actually a heel?
Well, I mean, the way they did it, they picked the opportune time in terms of, you know, from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, starting with the Shield and then ending with the Shield members breaking up. You know, I think they kind of had their hands forced, but it works out for the outcome that they wanted. You know, it makes sense. And I'm pretty eager to see, like, how the fans will react to, you know, Dean on Monday. It creates another storyline. And I think what we're going to do, what we're going to see right now, especially going into Crown Jewel, we're going to see a lot of the storylines be accelerated with all of this rapid change over the past couple of days, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it was a good thing by the writers.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, as you mentioned, I think the same point that you just made, I think it was a rapid thing. I think this was going to happen later. It was going to happen anyway, but because of the Roman news, they had to speed this thing up just a little bit. We see that Dean Ambrose turned on him. But I think, you know, it's going to play out. Now it gives Seth Rollins a challenger for the Intercontinental title. Also brings some intrigue to the Raw tag team titles, whether – you know, Seth Rollins is going to end up defending him by himself. Is Dean Ambrose going to, are they going to have a match? The winner gets to pick their own partner, you know, or just a team like I would see, AOP is going to come in and beat Seth Rollins and take the titles, and AOP is your new Raw Tag Team Champion. Only time will tell. Yep. But with Roman Reigns being out now, that sets up the Crown Jewel pay-per-view main event. I'll call it Brock Lesnar taking on Braun Strowman for the Universal Champion, the vacant Universal Championship.
Finally, one-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one. There's no triple threat. It's one-on-one. I will not say, you know, I'm not going to say, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I wouldn't be surprised if Brock Lesnar becomes the champion again.
Really?
And they don't give it to Braun.
Hmm.
I would not be surprised.
Interesting.
And I say that because, you know, you got Drew McIntyre laying out there. I wouldn't be surprised if Drew McIntyre...
Wait. Let me say it. If y'all listen back a couple of shows, I said Drew McIntyre is going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. When I said that, y'all didn't disagree, but y'all didn't agree. So I'm holding that one close to the vest because I said it. Now you can continue.
I think he will be there. I think Drew McIntyre is a guy. He shows the intensity. He has the look. He talks well. He can do everything everyone else does. I think he got an international flair. I think Drew McIntyre would make a great Universal Champion. But I think coming out of Crown Jewel, I just think Brock Lesnar would be the champion, maybe dropping it later to a Drew McIntyre or even to a Braun Strowman later, but I can see right now WWE spinning the wheels. What can we do with this Universal Championship? And I can see Brock Lesnar getting one more run, and the grand scheme of things, because we know Brock likes money, then WWE's backing that truck up to them, because Brock is in a good position. He is the negotiator now at the table.
Yeah,
you know, he has the leverage right now. He has leverage right now because Roman Reigns is gone. Braun Strowman may not be there where you need him to be so he can be the Universal Champion night in and night out. You know, but I'm Brock Lesnar, and I think I can do this. I still got some months before I can go back to UFC. I can chill. You'll pay me right, and I'll be around. And that's one of the reasons he's on this Crown Jewel card, because he's getting paid good money. You know, if this Crown Jewel pay-per-view happens, that's a whole different area. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I can see Brock Lesnar walking away. Braun Strowman wouldn't be bad, but then who is his dance partner? Drew McIntyre could face Braun Strowman later on down the line. So you got a lot of possibilities out of this Crown Jewel pay-per-view coming up next week. Hopefully, cross your fingers. There have been rumors and discussions about now the Crown Jewel pay-per-view not happening. There's been rumors and discussions about the Crown Jewel pay-per-view maybe being moved to another venue overseas, that WWE looking to move it to another venue. Been rumors and in the windows, as some would say, John Cena and Daniel Bryan has both told WWE that they're not going to Saudi Arabia because they're pro.
Who's not going?
John Cena is rumored that John Cena and Daniel Bryan are protesting. I'm gonna use the word protest. That they're not going to the Crown Jewel pay per view because of what happened to the American Reporter. Now those have nothing come from the WWE.
Well, no, he wasn't an American Reporter. Wait. We got to get. He was not an American Reporter.
Being an American citizen, which was a reporter. All right. American citizen, which was a reporter. And WWE is getting a lot of flack from senators, getting a lot of flack from congressmen, and they also taking a little bit of hit in the stock market as well because of this thing. All right. So, with your two major stars, John Cena and Daniel Bryan, back out, knowing John Cena was in the World Cup tournament and Daniel Bryan was in the main event with AJ Styles, against AJ Styles. If you're outside looking in, Keith, what do you think?
Well, I just want to clarify that Jamal Khashoggi is the person that we were speaking of. He was born in Saudi Arabia, and he was very critical of the established authorities there. And something happened to him to which we don't have the facts, so we can't really speak about. But I just want to clarify that, you know, he took residence in the United States. He was not a U.S. reporter. He reported for different international media outlets. And because of that, in this situation, I don't see why the WWE is being raked over the coals when you have other United States-based companies like oil companies or like natural resource companies, I should say, that deal with the Saudis, yet you don't hear any criticism of them. I don't think it's fair that the WWE is being singled out in this situation. At the end of the day, they're just an entertainment company. They're not a natural resource company. They're not a finance company. They are not a construction and development company. They're not a software company. You know, and all those companies that are listed, there are American-owned companies that do business with, you know, Saudi Arabia. So I think those companies should be talked about first, more so than WWE. And if I'm the WWE, I would still go on with the show because this is just an entertainment show. It has nothing to do with international commerce, you know. So that's how I feel about that.
You know, but financially, WWE is taking a hit financially because of the thing. Whether the senators brought it up, whoever brought it up first, that WWE, now you got the president who is a WWE Hall of Famer, you know, jumping into the mix and saying his part about Saudi Arabia. You also remember we have Vince McMahon's wife, who works for the president of the United States as the chairman, I believe, of the Small Business Affairs. This has become a situation now where people are looking at this entertainment company, as you mentioned, like, what are y'all guys going to do? Since this announcement been made, this is true fact. You can fact check me if you want. You know, and since this whole incident, WWE stock has dropped tremendously. On October the 1st, On October the 1st, WWE stock closed the day at $94.22 a share. Mm-hmm. Right? Today, WWE stock, because they have not made a decision as of yet, as we record this show on the Saudi Arabian Crown Jewel pay-per-view, the stock is now down to $77.37 a share.
Hmm. So it went from 94 to 77.
94 to 77. Almost a $17 drop due to percentages. You know, that is a tremendous drop. You know, that is a tremendous drop. And today's low, as we record, is it has got as low as today at $76.75. Now, I'm just saying, some of this is in correlation to this Crown Jewel pay-per-view. People are protesting financially against the W. This stock, you got to remember, the stock was climbing 6 months ago. The WWE stock.
But listen, if you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is a professional wrestling combat sports show, but we are going to talk about the stock market. The stock market is down all around, though. You know, the Dow Jones, I think, let me see, it went down over like, I think today it went down, over the past week, it went down like 600 points or something like that. Yeah. And there's like a high level of volatility, excuse me, in the marketplace in general. You know, so, I mean, what do you do? Like, it's hard to walk away from flush cash, which is what you'll be getting, you know, when you do the show. I'm pretty sure that Vince already took a deposit, you know.
I'm sure he took the money off.
Yeah, he got the deposit, and now, you know, you got to get the other half. So if it's going to be this type of situation, you got to get the flush cash.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the market's going to do.
And you don't know what the market's going to do, but also you don't want to take money out of the people who – you don't want to take money out of your employees, even though the independent contractor's mouth, you know? That's a big payday.
That's a huge payday.
You're financing a lot of people. You're taking care of a lot of people, you know? And that's one of the things that, you know, WWE is going to look at and make a decision. Well, look, we're going to pay all these people. We got this cash up front. You know, we brought The Undertaker out of semi-retirement. We brought Shawn Michaels back. We don't stack this car. We don't invest a lot of time and money. I'm sure they already shipped stuff over there. You know what I'm saying? They already got the set over there. They probably already got some people over there. They already got some things in place over there to make this thing happen. You know? To make this thing happen. I'm just looking at it from the financial aspect. Even though the stock market is going all down all around, it is hurting WWE on the stock market. Just like the good news, excuse me, the news about the billion-dollar deal they signed with Fox made the stock increase. This news right here, I believe, is making the WWE stock drop.
Yeah, but if your stock – look, the stock is going to drop regardless. So you're going to let the stock drop and then leave money on the table at the same time?
No, sir.
Now, if it was the reverse, if the stock was zooming up, then you could possibly leave the money on the table. Our stock is up. We don't need it. But with money going down, you ain't going to leave no money on the table. So they're going to do it.
Take the money, Vince.
Yeah, take it. And then explain away later.
Yeah, take the money, get a show. You know, WWE has been revolutionary. They were the first organization to have a show after 9/11. You know, they let it move. An entertainment show. The Harlem Globetrotters still go to countries that we don't like. They still go to North Korea and different places. No one boycotting them.
No.
You know, Barnum and Bailey Circus used to go places that we were that we was all had odds against. Nobody boycotting them. So go ahead and the WWE should move on. Well, let's go ahead and enough political, financial talk for the day on the WWE. This is, like you said, this is a wrestling podcast. Let's get what this weekend's upcoming weekend. We got the Evolution pay-per-view that's coming up. We give our predictions on the card and our thoughts about, you know, who's going to win the match. Let's start here with the WWE Women's Battle Royal, which for the Evolution pay-per-view. Right now, currently, there's 21 participants in this. You got Tamina, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Ember Moon, Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Dana Brooks, Asuka, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Carmella, Lana, Naomi, Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool, Alondra Blaze, Ivory, Kelly Kelly, Maria Kanellis, Molly Holly, and Zelina Vega are in the, that has been announced right now for this Battle Royal. With those people listed, without mentioning any surprises that may be coming, who do you think wins this Battle Royal?
My goodness, I can't believe you read off everyone's name in that short amount of time. Well, you know, listen, Becky Lynch ain't going to be in it. If she was, I'd go for Becky, because y'all know Becky is that girl. But I'm going to have to go with Mandy Rose in this one. She's
that would
my
be a good one.
Becky Lynch is my A team. Mandy Rose is my A1, my A+.
Got you. I'm going to have to go with Nia Jax. I think Nia Jax gets this one. I don't think her or Oscar wins this. I don't see anyone with a nostalgia feel getting it, because the winner is supposed to get a title shot of this mm-hmm. Battle Royal. So I would say either Nia Jax or Oscar. I don't want to say Naomi. Naomi, to me, is, as I mentioned on Breaking Down with Brian H., which you can hear later on this week, might hear tomorrow as we record the show. Naomi is the female Kofi Kingston. You know, she won't win this. She won at WrestleMania, the Battle Royal at WrestleMania. She won't win this Battle Royal. She's not going to be the Andre the Giant who wins Battle Royals over and over again. So I'm going to have to go with Nia Jax. Now, I would like to see some, you know, who would you like to see in the Battle Royal? Which surprise star would you like to see come out?
No, I'm cool with who they got. I'm not looking for anyone in particular.
I said Awesome Kong. I love to see Karma, but you know, she's doing well with her glow situation.
Oh yeah. She making that Netflix money. She don't need it.
She making that Netflix money, baby. That Netflix money is good money. Let's do that. Let's move on to the next match. We'll see Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya taking on the Riot Squad. Who do you have here?
I like to see the Riot Squad win.
Yeah. That's my pick. I think Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, and Ruby Riot definitely deserve a win here. I think this will set up something between Sasha Banks and Bayley later on, so these two young ladies can actually finally split and feud with each other and have a good match going into maybe Survivor Series or even to TLC at the end of the year. So I would love to see Sasha Bailey and Natalya lose to the Riot Squad and see the Riot Squad pick up the W. Then we move on to we have deal with this one. Trish Stratus and Lita taking on Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. Now there have been some reports that Alexa Bliss is hurt. If you watched the Monday Night Raw, you didn't see Alexa Bliss in that little feud or situation that happened with the women on Monday Night Raw. There have been reports that Alexa Bliss may be concussed, dealing with a concussion per se, and that she may be replaced by Alicia Fox. No official word has come down from the WWE as of yet if that will happen. So at the time, we're going to say Alexa Bliss and Mickie James taking on Trish Stratus and Lita. Champ, what do you
have? I got Trish and Lita. They're not going to bring them back to the news. They're not Sting.
Yeah, they're not Sting. These two women are not coming back to lose. Trish Stratus and Lita gets the win in this match. Very, very top. Then we have Io Shirai versus Toni Storm. This is the Mae Young Classic Finals. I think WWE's high on Toni Storm from the UK. They was high on her very much last year. I think, you know, and I said this, and I'm going to say it again, not to be slight or not to shoot anybody against anybody's race, but I don't think WWE's going to let two Asian women win back-to-back. You know, with Kairi Sane won last year, and Io Shirai is not going to win this year, so I think Toni Storm gets the W here.
All right, I agree.
Got you. I think you'll be interested in this one right here. Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship.
Let's go, Kairi. Oh, man, I forgot about her. She's on the B team. She's on the B team, man. I'm sorry. You got demoted.
You love the agent, man. She got the best elbow in the business, brother. She has the best elbow drop
in the business, man.
Best elbow drop in the business. You know, you can watch NXT. She's very good. She's NXT Women's Champion. I like Shayna Baszler in this match. One, because of the striking ability, her ability to just be aggressive. We know Kairi Sane won at NXT TakeOver the title from Shayna Baszler. If Shayna Baszler wins, she'll become the first two-time NXT Women's Champion of all time. So I think Shayna Baszler gets the win here over Kairi Sane. Her Kairi Sane title run has been a kind of, and whether you watch NXT or not, it's been a very dismal title run. I really hadn't seen face too many key competitors or high-profile competitors, but I think Shayna Baszler gets the win here. Champ, who you have?
Wait, what's the matchup again?
Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler.
NXT. I already told you. I picked Kairi.
Oh, yeah, you picked Kairi already. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I'm going to move on to this one, and I'm going to do it out of order. I know some fans listening to me may be mad, but I'm going to go ahead. Next match will be Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella, because I think Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair should close the show. But I'm going to go with Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella here for the singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Champ, who do you have?
I got Ronda maintaining the title. You know, she's Ronda and Nikki, you said, are the main event, but I'm gonna go with Becky. I want her to retain the title and keep it all the way until Mania.
Yeah, we go there. I want Becky to. I think Becky does win. I think Becky does win because I think Becky has the more upside. Charlotte doesn't need the title. Becky could be able to feud with somebody. I like to see Becky feud with somebody else other than Charlotte Flair. You know, I want to see Becky feud with, maybe it's Asuka. Maybe they can build Natalya and Naomi back up to what she needs to be. Maybe they can bring somebody else in. Maybe Peyton Royce or Billie Kay can swing off from the Iconic and come in. Maybe Sonya Deville. You know, but I'd rather see Becky Lynch face, since she's been champion. You know, her and Charlotte Flair has been the big deal. I like to see them face each other. I like to see Becky Lynch face somebody other than Charlotte Flair. I'm going for Becky Lynch. Hope she gets the win there over Charlotte Flair. And I want to, WWE did a miserable job, poor job, promoting this pay-per-view. We had a go-home show from this past Tuesday night on SmackDown. Didn't do the Evolution pay-per-view justice. They talked more about the Crown Jewel pay-per-view, more about other pay-per-views than they did Evolution. They didn't have, you know, the last match of the night was Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. They could have put Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair segment on last to make it a go-home show, make people want to actually pay for this pay-per-view and watch it coming from the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, New York. But the WWE needed to push this pay-per-view just a little bit more, in my opinion, give it much more attention than they did. I know they got a lot of other things going on, but just my opinion, they should have pushed it a little bit more. Champ, do you think WWE did all they could to push this Evolution pay-per-view?
No, it was just squeezed between too many things. There's a lot going on. There has been a lot from the Super Show to this. I just wish, I really, really wish that instead of the Nassau Coliseum, and I get why they did it, you know, Vince working out his sweetheart deals with the new arenas, but I really wish they had Evolution in the Manhattan Center. I really, really do. Because I think it would have gave it a gritty feel. I think it would have made it something special as opposed to being in the Nassau Coliseum. And I don't know how many tickets were sold, but I did hear that they're going to have to paper a lot of seats, and the scalpers are going to take a huge, huge hit on it, unless something happens within the next few days to, you know, get their tickets flying from the accounts. But I just wish it was in a different venue. I think it was underpromoted because there's a lot going on. And then also the fact that the women don't get to participate on the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. This is a nice consolation prize for them. So this was strategically done. And I don't have any qualms about how the WWE went about their business. My only thing is I just wish it was in a smaller venue to give it a more intimate feel.
Yeah, you know, when it first went on sale, they sold about 7,000 tickets. That was in September when the tickets first went on sale. With the announcement of Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella made official, ticket sales started to pick up a little bit more in move. So I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at maybe a 10 to 11,000 people in this arena, you know, arena which holds 16,000. So I don't think it's going to sell out. I think it's going to be about 5,000 short. You still have 11,000 for all women's pay-per-view. It is not bad, you know.
No, not bad.
No, not a sellout, but it's a decent payday and a good start. All right, main event of the evening. We got Ronda Rousey taking on Nikki Bella. Who do you have?
I got Ronda. Like I said, you know, she's going to be on all the magazine covers. She's going to be on the international publications. Nikki Bella is not going to be able to do for the company what Ronda is doing from a publicity standpoint. And I say you let Ronda keep it. And like you said, if Becky keeps the title, Ronda keeps the title, you can give them a few intermediate feuds. And then you could always wait and go big money with Ronda versus Charlotte at Mania.
That's where I go. I can see the Bella Twins actually still in this match, not still in the championship, but still in this match. It depends on how WWE wants to give a one-off. If Alexa Bliss really hurt, where Ronda Rousey goes from here. I think this Evolution pay-per-view would tell a lot. This match between Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey would tell a lot. I think Ronda does win, even though Nikki could win, but I think Ronda wins. I think this will be the last match, even though it should be Becky Lynch and Charlotte. But I think, and then Ronda will send everybody home happy. You know, they will send everybody home happy with Ronda Rousey staying there, winning the inaugural main event match at the Evolution pay-per-view, retaining her championship. Like you mentioned, it will be on ESPN, it will be on FS1, it will be on all the news channels, Washington Post, yeah. New York Times, of Ronda Rousey holding the title up for the WWE's first ever all-women's Evolution, all-women's pay-per-view. I think Ronda walks away with this one. And it remains the WWE Raw Women's Champion, at least until right now she's on pace to keep it until WrestleMania. You know, you have maybe one or two pay-per-views that she could probably lose to that coming up. I don't see her losing the Survivor Series. I think it'll be more of a team situation, or they may do what they did last year where they cross-branded. But we saw AJ Styles take on Brock Lesnar, you know. And so you may see a Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair because of their cross-branding that they would do at Survivor Series. With their cross-branding, they may do at Survivor Series. So that's one of the things there that you may see at the Evolution paper coming up later on. You know, you may check out and see. You know, but I think the pay-per-view is going to be good. I think pay-per-view is going to be a good pay-per-view. I think WWE is going to do a good job with this. I think there's going to be a lot of things, a lot of nostalgia moments that's going to be there. Some women that we haven't seen in a long time. I think they're going to give people something to talk about. And then, you know, following and just after the pay-per-view, you got five or six more days. And then we may, as of right now, as we take this, see the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. So WWE is going to be very busy here for the next week and a half dealing with pay-per-view and a lot of television. Coming up by WWE, whether it's NXT, whether it's Monday Night Raw, whether it's SmackDown, whether it's 205 Live, whether it's the Crown Jewel or Evolution pay-per-view, it will be a lot of wrestling here in the next couple of weeks. Let us know what you think. What's your thoughts? Who will win Evolution pay-per-view? We'd like to hear from you. The only way we can hear from you is by you hitting that subscribe button, hitting that bell notification, leaving a comment on the comment section below, going and subscribing to us on iTunes. Make sure you leave a 5-star review and a comment. Let us know how much you enjoy this podcast. Help us out. You can find us on Google Play. You can find us on Stitcher. Also, as I mentioned, YouTube and as well as iHeartRadio. So check us out there. Wrestling Marks of Excellence, WME Podcast on Twitter, WME Podcast on Instagram. Champ, where people can hit you up at?
You can find me at Champ Creed on Instagram, at Champ Creed on Twitter, at Champ Creed on Snap.
You can find me at GlennFather725 on Instagram. On Twitter, and I don't have an Instagram. As always, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied. End of story. Good night. The Wizard will be back next week.